There are scores of U.S. newspapers with the word Democrat in their name. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the Sedalia Democrat, the Log Cabin Democrat of Conway, Arkansas, and most of them are located in solidly red states, states that voted Republican in last week's election. Is that a problem? It turns out, not really. As NPR's John Burnett reports, a Democrat newspaper is not what it used to be.
Throw us your Suns, your Sentinels, Heralds, and Journals, your Tribunes, Gazettes, and Couriers. But what does a Republican reader do with a Daily Democrat? It is the anachronistic conundrum of a modern newspaper.
A name's a name. Traditionally, it's been Democrat. It'll probably remain that.
Democrat, in name only, that is. Lyman Skiles is associate editor of the Daily Dunklin Democrat in Dunklin County, Missouri.
This is part of the Bootheel, which was a bastion of Democrat politics. It has since moved radically, and I think there's only one state representative left in the Bootheel counties that is a Democrat. The rest are Republican. And, there are some people who think that we ought to be called the Daily Dunklin Republican.
But that's unlikely in Dunklin County or the other 140 American towns that have dailies and weeklies named Democrat. That figure comes from the Newspaper Association of America. Most, though by no means all, of the Democrat papers are located in the South and were founded in the decades after the Civil War. The name reflects antebellum partisanship against the pro-Union Republicans.
The term Democrat is quite distinctive and different in the late 19th century as opposed to the current era.
Patrick Cox is head of the Institute for American News Media History at the University of Texas at Austin.
When you look back at this era, you know, the Democrats of the South, you know, were perceived as the defenders of the status quo, and also were those that were fighting for the ideas of the, quote, the lost cause, the defenders of states' rights and the old Confederacy.
The name Democrat on the masthead has been a relic ever since the traditional party of Dixie finally embraced civil rights, voting rights, and the Great Society, and conservative Democrats migrated to the GOP. Today, few Democratic Party loyalists would consider a Democrat newspaper to be on their side. Kathy Williams is assistant city editor at the Sherman Herald Democrat in Grayson County, Texas, where voters went for George Bush 3-1.
The publisher's policies are quite conservative, so the Democratic Party refers to it as the Herald Republican.
Considering there are Democrat newspapers as far west as California and as far north as Maine, some founding publishers clearly wanted to stand for democratic principles rather than the party. Mizell Stewart, editor of the Tallahassee Democrat in the Florida state capitol, says ever since their first issue in 1904, the name has meant Democrat with a small d. Nevertheless, the newspaper's management grew concerned that the name might be driving away readers.
In this current environment of people really targeting what they perceive to be the liberal media, we felt a need to address that question head on.
Earlier this year, the Tallahassee Democrat commissioned a survey which basically asked, should we change our name? The publisher wrote a column based on the results.
His take on it is that when 80% of the people say our news coverage is not liberal, he considered it to be the end of the discussion.
The strangest name of all the Democrat newspapers has to be a weekly in Osage County, Missouri, called The Unterrified Democrat. It was founded in 1866 by a stubborn state senator named Lebius Zevely, who became known as the Unterrified Democrat when he defied a proposal that would have forced his constituents to take an oath rejecting the Confederacy. When Jerry and Ralph Voss, staunch Republicans both, bought the newspaper in 1979, they considered changing the name.
It was very difficult for me, quite frankly, to take that name, but my husband convinced me that that was the thing to do because, in his words, people have lined their bird cages and trained their cats and dogs on the Unterrified Democrat for 100 years. He said, think about this before you close it down, and I did, and it was the right decision.
Now, 25 years later, it doesn't matter anymore. Everybody calls it the UD. John Burnett, NPR News.